I wonder what Christmas invitation you would find it hard to decline. Perhaps it would be a notification on your phone telling you that you've been invited for a Christmas party with some celebrity or some famous idol off TV. 150 years ago, perhaps the greatest invitation that anyone might receive is an invitation to Christmas with Queen Victoria. But as glamorous as that sounds, there were some conditions. No one is allowed to eat until the Queen has started eating. And when she finishes, everyone else is to stop. So you've got to wait until she starts to begin. And then as soon as she finishes, you have to stop. And apparently she was a very quick eater. So perhaps not every invitation is as great as it sounds. In our readings and our carols, we've considered another invitation. An invitation to come to the manger and to meet Christ Jesus, the Saviour of the world. We've seen that prophesied and promised in our readings from the Old Testament. And in our carols, we've heard the story of God's rescue plan. But Christmas begins with a problem. Our first reading highlighted that. Humanity's separation from God. Our first reading explains how sin entered into the world, our selfishness turning from the God of love, light, and life. And that brought brokenness and pain. But in our brokenness and pain, God did not abandon us. In those very same verses, he promises a saviour who would come to defeat sin, evil, and death. Hundreds of years pass, and then through Abraham, an old man, God promised a blessing for all nations. That blessing is Jesus Christ. Our carol, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, reminds us of our need to be born again, by the one who is born to set thy people free. Only Jesus Christ can free us from the guilt and consequences of that separation. Perhaps we are aware of that pain, of that weight of brokenness in our life, especially as we approach Christmas, a time where we know we should be happy and jolly, but many of us find it hard. Well, the promise of Christmas is that Jesus Christ came to restore and to heal. Hundreds of years later, Isaiah, prophesying some 700 years BC, promised a king who would bring light into our darkness. A king who wasn't born in a palace, but in a manger. Bethlehem, a quiet, forgotten town, reminds us that God meets us where we are, not in our pride, but in our need, in our brokenness. The manger is a symbol of God's humility and his desire to reach all of us. So as we sang, O little town of Bethlehem, that says the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. God is ready to meet you, no matter your story or background. At the heart of Christmas is a person, Christ. Mary was told he would be the Son of God, born to save his people. The angels then announced his birth to shepherds, ordinary, broken people, because his message is for everyone. Jesus lived, died, and rose again to offer us forgiveness and eternal life. What a better gift at Christmas. Hark, the herald angels sing, proclaims, God and sinners reconciled. This is why Jesus came, to bring us back to God. This is good news for all. I encourage all of us to accept it. Jesus offers us forgiveness, a hope, and a new start. But the shepherds didn't just hear the message, they responded to that message. They went into Bethlehem and found Jesus. Like them, you too are invited to come to the manger. This isn't just about celebrating Christmas. It's about experiencing a relationship with God. Jesus is calling each one of us personally to receive that gift of salvation. In a moment, we will go outside and sing our final carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. This carol is more than just a wonderful song. It is an invitation to each one of us and to those who hear our voices. O come, let us adore him. Will you come to Jesus this Christmas? We have heard the promise of salvation, the humility of God's love, and the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. The question is, how will we respond? Jesus offers us forgiveness, peace, and eternal life. I encourage you, don't leave tonight without considering this gift.